Good morning.
Hi, Daddy.
Mr. Bradford.
Shouldn't your assistant, Lazy, be doing that?
His name is Easy.
I don't know why you keep that addle-pated adolescent anyway.
Look, Mr. Bradford, Easy Taylor is a first-rate chef who happens to take his work very seriously.
Hi, everybody.
I rest my case.
Is that why you're here? To talk about Easy?
No. I thought I might have left my umbrella the other night.
I don't think so. I didn't see it.
Oh, really? Since I'm here, I've been thinking.
You promised you wouldn't do that.
I've noticed that this place lacks a certain something.
Like what?
Well, take this wall. There's something missing. It's a little bear.
We never had a little bear on that wall.
I meant the wall was empty. It needs something. Something artistic, like...
Paintings?
What a wonderful idea. Just the thing you need. There must be a lot of young artists who would love to see their paintings displayed in here.
Yo, that's great, Mr. Bradford, but I don't know any young artists.
What a pity. I just remembered last week I met a very talented young artist. Ah, yes. Here it is, has a studio very near here. Look at this. Mm-hmm. Now, if you want to see some wonderful paintings.
What kind of paintings?
Oh, well, I guess you'd call them abstract.
Abstract? Mm-hmm. Oh, you mean like, excuse me.
The boy does know his art.
I'm sorry, Mr. Bradford, I'm not too crazy about that kind of stuff.
But you haven't seen these paintings.
Well, I don't want to see these paintings.
Well, maybe Victoria would.
No, she wouldn't.
That is the last time that I ever tried to do anything for you. I'll speak to you later, Victoria.
Bye, Daddy. You know, Jack, it wasn't such a bad idea. All the best restaurants have paintings on their walls.
Yeah, Vicky, but they're good paintings.
Well, how do you know these aren't?
Well, I don't, but the guy comes
the
in...
The least you can do is take a look.
Okay. I'm fine. Doesn't hurt. Happens all the time.
I know.
No problem. What's this guy's name? Lee Pelosi. Oh, great. It's probably some weird-looking guy with a beard and an earring in his nose.
I'll go.
Oh, that's the last time I race you. You're just too good.
Well, Lee, I try to stay in shape.
You know, I think I'm going to go change now. I'll only be a minute.
It's much too long. You know, I can't bear to be without you.
Oh, that's sweet. You know, that wine you opened last night is still on the counter. Why don't we have some?
What a good idea. Oh, it's a lovely vintage. You know, there's something to be said for the more mature wine. It's mellow, has experience, it's sophisticated.
And it's fruitier.
Well, here's to you, a successful career, and us.
Hi, gorgeous. I finished your book. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know your father was here.
Jim, this is Paul. He lives downstairs.
How do you do?
Paul's a painter, too.
How interesting.
I don't want to stay if I'm intruding.
How nice of you. Goodbye.
Why don't you change out of that wetsuit? There's a robe in the bathroom.
I'll be just a second.
I tell you, if you hand me your trunks, I'll hang them up to dry.
Good idea. Here you are.
Hi, I'm looking for Lee Pelosi.
I'm Lee.
You're a girl.
Well, thank you.
No, but I mean, I thought you'd have a beard.
What?
I'm sorry. It's just. Do you mind if I look at your paintings? Would that be all right?
Oh, no, please.
Oh, thanks.
Come in.
Sorry about that.
Here I come. Ready or not.
Mr. Bradford.
What are you doing here?
Nothing. I can come back later.
No need to come back later.
Right. I won't come back at all.
Excuse what? That? Nothing going on.
I can see that.
What? We were at the beach, swimming.
Swimming?
We were. Don't these look like swimming trunks to you?
Jim?
This is Jack Tripper. He runs a restaurant in a building I own.
That's right, and he suggested that we hang some of your paintings there. Right, Jimmy?
I tell you what, if you like this painting here, I can drop it by your restaurant as soon as it's dry.
Oh, great, yeah. Oh, I like that painting there. But then what do I know, huh? No, I'm okay. Sure, that's fine. Well, you two probably have a lot of things you'd like to do. Or not do, depending on the mood. But anyway, the important thing is to have fun, right? So, I guess I possibly should be running along, huh? You know what's interesting?
Out.
I'm gone. Oh, hi, Vicky.
Did you go to that artist studio?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I did. Now, listen to me. This painter that your father told us about is a woman.
A woman?
Yeah.
And she paints?
Yes.
Oh, wow, we've come a long way.
So is your father.
What?
No, I think he's been seeing a lot of her.
That's wonderful.
Wonderful.
Well, sure. My father's lonely. It's good for him to have a companion. You know, someone to talk to do things with.
Well, Lee isn't exactly,
Hi!
Oh, hi, Lee.
That's Lee.
Victoria, this is Lee Pelosi. Lee, this is Victoria, my waitress.
What?
Well, actually, she's Jack's waitress. If you have a hammer, we'll just hang Lee's painting and then be on our way.
I think there's one in the kitchen.
I'll go help my boss.
Well, what?
Well, why didn't you tell me about her?
Vicky, I was trying to.
But she is so young.
With your father, she'll age quickly.
Do you like it there?
I wouldn't want it anyplace else.
Oh, here we are.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There. Isn't that beautiful?
How can you tell without your glasses?
Well, I knew you'd like it. Well, it's getting late.
Oh, yes, it's way past your bedtime.
Well, we better be running along, huh?
Oh, yes. We don't want to miss the sunset from my balcony.
No, we don't.
And afterwards, why don't we go back to our favorite disco?
Disco?
Isn't he amazing? I just can't keep up with him.
Well, boogie, boogie, boogie.
What?
We're out of here.
We're out of here? I don't believe this. What did he possibly have in common with her?
Boogie, boogie, boogie.
Besides that, I mean, at his age, it's so embarrassing.
Not to mention dangerous.
Jack, this is not a laughing matter. I'm worried about him. I mean, whatever he thinks now, she's just not his type. He could wind up getting hurt.
Well, listen, if you feel that strongly about it, why don't you talk to him?
I couldn't do that. He's my father.
You know, actually, what he needs to be told is that he really could get hurt and be made a fool of. You know, if he wants some fun and games, maybe he should find someone his own age.
Jack, that's perfect.
Oh, thank you, thank you.
And when you talk to my father, say it exactly like that.
Huh, me?
I knew I could count on you.
No, Vicky, I don't think that...
Moment. Yes?
Mr. Bradford, there's something very important that I have to talk over with you.
All right, talk.
Is this the umbrella you left at my restaurant the other day?
No.
Then it looks like I came all this way over here for nothing.
Yes. Yes?
Is that coffee I smell?
Yes.
I thought so. It has such a distinctive smell.
I know. It's called the coffee smell. Would you like a cup?
Oh, I don't want to put you in any trouble.
As you wish. All right, come in.
Oh, well, thanks very much. Steps there, watch out. I hope I'm not interrupting anything. Are you alone?
Is there something you wanted?
Well, yes, sir. There is. You mentioned coffee?
Yes. Sit down.
What'd you get that trophy for?
For knocking out a man in 15 seconds. I was intercollegiate boxing champion.
Really?
So what did you want to talk to me about?
It's about Lee.
What about her?
Nothing. She's a wonderful painter.
And a wonderful woman as well.
Oh, yes, I agree. It's just that, some people might think that she's the sort of girl you just want for a.
And some people might get a punch in the nose.
And they deserve it because that's a terrible thing to say.
Yes, it is. I don't mind telling even you that Lee has brought a breath of fresh air into my life. She makes me feel so young. She makes me feel like...
spring has sprung?
Yes. Of course, there's a slight age difference there.
You know, that's sort of what I wanted to talk to you about, sir, is the age difference.
What about it?
It's just that, you know, it happens all the time. A young girl falls for a much older guy. No, not that much older. What, 20, 30 years? 20, benefit of the duh. It's just that, when I get to be your age...
You may not make it.
I see your point. Well, listen, thanks for the coffee. I better be boxing along, and see you later. Congratulations on the trophy, in case I didn't mention it to you before. Nice talking to you. Let's do it again real soon.
What?
Just, I forgot the umbrella. Let me get this out. You don't need any clutter. See you later. I'll talk to you when you... Excuse me, maybe
a... Is Jack back yet?
No, are you kidding? Talking to Mr. B about that girl could take all day.
Now, come on, Easy. It shouldn't be that hard a job. I mean, after all, my father is an adult.
Yeah, he's been one for a long, long time.
Easy.
If he wanted to go out with an artist, he could have chose someone like Grandma Moses.
To be talking about my father.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean it.
All right.
Hey.
Hi. Hey, how'd it go with my father?
Yeah, how'd the old geezer take it?
What's going on?
Never mind. Did you talk to my father?
Yes.
And?
Well, he wouldn't listen. There was no way of getting through to him. I think, Vicky, he's really serious about this girl.
Oh, no. I wonder how she feels about him.
How should I know? I didn't talk to Lee.
Yeah, well, I hope you have better luck with her than you did with my father.
I couldn't have any less. She... No. That's where I draw the line, Vicky.
Please, Jack.
No, I'm not going to talk to her.
For me?
Well... No.
No?
No.
Okay. I guess I'll just have to do it myself. Some of us aren't cowards.
No.
Well, hello.
I have to talk to you, and it's very important.
Yes?
Did you leave this at the restaurant the other night? No. Oh. Well, I guess I came all this way for nothing.
Please, come in.
Thank you. It's very nice.
Thank you. Now, what are you really here for?
I came here to talk about, about...
Jim?
Yes.
I should have known. You've got the hots for him, right?
What? You think that I happen to be his daughter?
His daughter?
That's right.
Oh, well, no wonder you're upset.
Upset? Me? Upset? Well, what makes you think I'm upset? Can I have a glass of water, please?
Of course.
Look, I know my father is a very attractive man, and this is the 80s. Thanks. And it really doesn't bother me that you and he are,
getting it on.
Yes. Now, as I was saying, this is the 80s, and I'd like some more water, please.
Sure.
Vicky, does it bother you that your father's seeing me?
Well, it's just that... Look, Lee, I'm sure you're a very nice person, and you take this relationship very seriously. And I'm sure right now you think my father, who can be very charming, is the only man in the world for you.
Could you hand me my shirt?
When I'm finished.
I think I'd better get dressed in the bathroom.
Who was that?
Oh, that was Paul. We're moving to Oregon tonight. I was going to mail this letter to your father, but since you're here, you could save me a stamp.
Well, don't you think you owe it to him to say something in person?
No.
What?
Oh, come on, honey. Jim's a big boy. He knew what he was getting into.
But he really cares for you.
Well, that's his problem, not mine.
Could I have some more water, please?
Sure. Here.
Not for me. For you. That ought to dry by the time you get to Oregon. And then she told me to give him this. She didn't even have the courage to tell him to his face.
But you know, Vicky, your father does have a temper.
Oh, Jack, I just don't know how I'm going to tell him.
Why don't you write him a letter?
Easy.
I was just trying to help.
You want to help? Why don't you finish those potatoes by Christmas? Vicky, your dad's out there.
Uh-oh.
Easy, come on. We peel.
Hi, Dad.
Oh, good evening, kids. It's beautiful, isn't it?
What brings you here tonight, Daddy?
Oh, thought I'd help myself to just the right bottle of wine, if you don't mind. I have a very special evening planned.
With Lee?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I thought I'd drop by her place and surprise her. Victoria, I know that I should have told Lee that you're my daughter. But I was a little nervous. She's very special to me.
Dad,
Yes?
That's a very nice jacket.
Oh, well, thank you. I was going to buy a plain blue or a gray flannel, but Lee said she wanted something with a little more life.
That sounds like Lee, all right.
I'll just get that bottle now.
Huh? Dad.
What?
I have something to tell you, sir.
Oh, thank you.
Mr. Bradford, you know, you may not need just the right bottle of wine tonight.
What do you mean?
Well, you know, there's an old saying. Sometimes you need the red, sometimes you need the white, and sometimes you don't need any wine at all.
What are you talking about?
See, the thing is, Lee met another man.
Another man?
A younger man. He... Would you mind unclenching your fist?
Who is this so-called younger man?
Well, it's some guy named Paul.
Oh, you mean that scruffy painter that's always hanging around your studio?
I guess so. I'm not too sure. Could you unclench your fist again for me?
How do you know all this?
Vicky told me.
Victoria? What? Does everyone in the world know about my private life?
Mr. Bradford, Vicky is not everyone in the world. She's your daughter.
Yes.
Hi, Mr. B. Real drag about your lady. Bummer. Listen, if you ever want to talk about it, you just knock on my van.
Later, Easy.
Getting dumped is the pits, man.
Please. Mr. Bradford, this is for you. It's from Lee.
Oh, thank you.
Oregon?
Excuse me. She's going up north to continue her studies. You know, that was actually my idea. I told her that she needed to improve her brush technique. All I was really interested in was her art, you know. She wanted me to have this painting. Do you mind?
No, not at all. Go ahead.
Well, night's still young. I think I'll drop into the polo lounge, check out the action, if you know what I mean.
How'd it go?
Oh, better than I expected. You know, your father's a lot more together than I thought.
Taped in front of a studio audience.
A nude protest attracts unlikely supporters. Three's Company is next on Deja Vu.